Dad Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today, folks, we have a special guest. They are called the Paranoid Romantic. Woohoo! And we also have my co-host in Big Papa. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
All right, Paranoid Romantic, please introduce yourself.
I'm Michael Nathanson, and I play drums for Paranoid Romantic.
Jay Campbell, and I play bass and backup vocals.
I'm Tim. I play guitar and I sing.
Amazing. All right. And tell me about your sound.
What is our sound? We're a rock band. Play catchy pop hook laden material.
We're a mixed bag. We play whatever really we're listening to at the time. So
yeah,
anything from swing to, I don't know, fun polka.
Fun polka. All right.
the comparisons are really interesting. Though, when people come up to us after shows, a lot of the comparisons blow us away. Like they're lovely, and they compare us to some bands that we love. But mm-hmm. It's really interesting what the audience, the feedback that we get from audiences. So
yes, and you just came out with your second album. Tell me about it.
Tim, want to talk about that?
Sure. Our second EP is just stuff that was rattling around in the attic, and it's a departure from our first EP. We tried something different, something new, it was a lot of fun to do, and the time was right. Actually,
yes,
what was it? To the day from our first release.
That's right. This is a new sound, new fresh sound. Yeah. Tell me about the song Friend or Foe.
I had that one again rattling around for a long time before it was ever put out to us. Yeah, out to these guys. I just play in my house in the little room I have that I work in, and I just played the thing to death. So I thought I'd inflict it on other people.
All right. We're going to inflict it on the airways here.
It's a fun song to play.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
On CJSF. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Yes, great sound. Okay, and we're going to talk about where you recorded this album.
We recorded at the House of Pain, and the House of Pain is a studio that is operated by Adam Payne, who's really, really talented. Adam, a lot of people will know Adam as the leader of the band The Bad Beats, and a great local garage rock band.
Yeah.
I'm biased. I used to play in Bad Beats. And but it was great working with Adam. Adam being familiar with my drum style and mm-hmm. my sound, and also being familiar with Gold Stars, which was Tim's former band, and hearing a lot of other material that we've done in the past. It was just a really painless session, and it's great working with Adam. Again, really, really talented guy, great guitar player, and a really great engineer. And the studio was the sounds that came out of it.
Yes,
well, as you can hear,
and
really,
he
good.
Does posters as well.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, this guy is like multi-talented.
Yeah, the one he did for that gig we did with Loud Motor from Seattle. Yeah. It's a great. It's one of my favorite posters. I
right?
mean, yes, we're on it, so I'm biased, but it's a really great poster.
The other thing about Adam is that he, if something's not working, mm-hmm. he's not afraid to tell you it's not working. Like he will be honest.
Right.
With the people he works with, which I always value. I'd rather have somebody saying you suck
yeah.
rather than saying
stringing
it's
along.
Great.
Yeah. Right,
just
yes.
Like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you guys are trying to get your money. Don't care.
Yeah, no, he's genuine fellow.
Yes, and we're going to play Off the Hook from the album Off the Hook. Here's Bad Beats on CJSF. And that was Off the Hook. All right, next up, we have Big Papa with a question.
Well, actually, I just wanted to know, what did you guys bring to the studio to record this album on? Like, what guitar, what bass, and what kind of rig? Like, what was the, what'd you use?
Yes, for Paranoid Romantic.
You answer first. You haven't said anything.
I haven't said anything. I'm here. I think I brought in my P bass. It was like that Duff McKagan one. But... I wasn't too happy with the with that sound, so I switched over to my regular bass, and I just use that now on everything we do, which is the Hagstrom Viking bass, the short scale, and then with flat wounds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Is it active? Is it
passive?
It's all passive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All nice. Passive and just play fingers.
Oh, nice. So it gives you that nice warm tone.
Yeah. Yeah. Semi hollow, right? So it's just like that perfect warm tone. In there.
Nice. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You can hear it actually.
Yeah.
On this last recording. Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounds nice and thick below everything.
And the drums that
The drums that I used. We were talking about this off air a while ago. What I usually do when I go to the studio is, as much as I love my drums, I play Sonar Vintage Series. Nicest drums I've ever owned or played. I also let the engineer decide. So whatever drums are in the studio that they work on and they already have the sounds dialed in for, there's no point in me, you know, forcing my drums onto that. And it just makes getting sounds that much faster and, let's face it, that much cheaper too. But what I did use is Adam, the Bad Beats drummer, was kind enough to loan me his Ludwig vintage bass drum and floor tom.
Wow.
Beautiful kit from the 60s. So I used those two pieces. I did bring my Sonar vintage rack tom, and I use a Dinette stainless steel or carbon steel snare drum.
Nice.
And
nice.
So I of course bring my I like to bring my office. So rack tom, snare, and throne, of course, and I play, for what it's worth, all Sabian cymbals. Not that anybody from Meductic, New Brunswick, is listening, but
you never know. And guitar.
I play what's called a Sparrow. It was a locally made guitar.
Yes.
They went out of business. 15 or no?
You're looking at me.
I can't. it's a semi hollow. I can't remember the model. It's like a, it's the
semi hollow, like a ES335 style.
And so I use that. My strings are Ernie Balls, just regulars. And I like to use my Fender Stage 112.
Wonderful.
Yeah, but in the studio, I also borrowed Adam's guitars, which are far superior to mine. So, yeah, it was nice.
Nice Gibsons.
Yeah, kid in the candy store over here.
Right.
Yeah.
So they must have been really well equipped in it there, right?
Oh, yeah. He had
House of Pain, yo.
Yeah.
House of Pain. Right. All right, let's get to the next song here called Under the Dome. Right. Tell me about that one.
Under the Dome is a... It's our softest one on the disc. It's I don't know really what to say about it. It's just a melodic little piece, and the people I've played it to that haven't seen it live, I just play the recording. That's usually one of their favorites. So I enjoy it. It's my favorite. So
yeah.
It's a song for me when you first brought it to the band and when I recorded it.
You hate
it. It's a song that builds. So it starts really quiet and then, you know, there's a larger flourish in the middle and then it drops right back down again. So it takes you on a bit of an emotional journey. And I think that's how I approach it when I'm playing it.
All right, here we go.
Gave away the ending.
trying to find a better home. It just goes to show everyone's everywhere that you wanna go.
Yes. All right. So, Tim, that was your favorite song?
Yes.
Out of the bunch?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Okay. We're going to get to John in the House's segment. He's going to talk about events that are happening around town. And then we're going to find out about events with a paranoid romantic.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. And I'd like to welcome into the studio tonight, Michael Nathanson. He's in the band called Paranoid Romantics. In the background, you'll hear from their A Strange Habit of Disappearing, a song called Blue Skies Gray, released on April 15th, 2024. So after my segment, they'll talk about that. This is John the House's weekly segment called What Is On in Vancouver's Music Scene. Let's start at Facebook events. Tonight, 8 p.m., Honey Bear, Marcus Trommer, and Mercy Walker at the Pearl on Granville Street. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Rock and Roll at 2429 Main Street. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Chaos Traces Dimension, 20 million people at the Cobalt. Tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Day of the Dog with Canyon Riders, Stole Whip, The Devil, DJ JJ Keith Hart at the Rickshaw Theater. Tomorrow, at 7 p.m., White Diamond with the Bad Pennies at the Portside Pub. Today at 8 p.m., Music at the Cinemas, Steph Wall and Leo D. E. Johnson at the Fox Cabaret. Tuesday, April the 29th, next week at 7 p.m., Pop Evil, What Remains Tour at the Biltmore Cabaret. Today at 9:30 p.m., Ground Up featuring the Good Foot at 1 Alexander Street. Tomorrow at 10 p.m., Lost Duendes at number 1 Alexander Street. Wednesday, April the 30th, next week at 9 p.m., Hot Jazz Wednesdays featuring the Ragtime Ramblers at number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 9 p.m., Latin Music Sundays featuring Danny Carmona and Peter Mole at number 1 Alexander Street. Tomorrow at 8 p.m., Quote the Raven, presented by Rogue Folk Club at St. James Community. Wednesday, April 30th at 7 p.m., The Merry Wallopers at the Vogue Theater. Today at 7 p.m., Nelly at the Rogers Arena. Today at 7 p.m., Magua at the Commodore Ballroom. This Saturday at 10 p.m., J.P. Maurice at number 1 Alexander Street. This Sunday at 2 p.m., at the Vancouver International Film Festival, a Duke Ellington tribute with the Mike Braverman and Duke on Film at 1181 Seymour Street. Monday, April the 28th at 9 p.m., Curbside Collective at number 1 Alexander Street. Well, that looks about it for the Facebook events this week. Let's try the upcoming events at the Roxy Cabaret. Wednesday, April the 23rd, Witico and Our Colorful Demons, the Winter Melon. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Sunday, April the 27th at the Roxy, join their line dancing, 9:30 p.m. Come down and learn to line dance with instructors and live band. $6 in advance, $8 at the door. Advance tickets valid until 9:30 p.m. 19 plus entry. Tuesday, April the 29th, Jokers Canada presents a comedy night at the Roxy. Doors at 7 p.m., show at 8 p.m. Wednesday, April the 30th, Zoe Twist, Kaylan McKinnon, Love Lucille, doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance and $15 at the door. Well, that looks about it for the Roxy. Now, I forgot, I have some events on my calendar that, a few that I need to get out there. Friday, April the 25th, Club 240, that's the Legion down at South Surrey White Rock, the Crescent Beach Legion. They have Final Cut. It's a tribute to Pink Floyd's Rock Side. I'm going to be there to check them out because I actually booked them at the Club 240 in a later date in June. Remind you, it's Election Day on Monday the 28th. Next Thursday, May 1st, The Time We Died with Isaac Kennedy. They're our next guests, hopefully. Saturday, May 3rd, the BC Final at the Cobalt Cabaret, the metal contest called Whack and Metal Contest. A lot of metal bands were competing in this, and it'll be great to find out which metal band succeeded. Sunday, May the 4th, at the Queen's Cross out in North Vancouver, a pop-up brunch featuring Jackie J. Brown and Layla Vangelis. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Jackie Brown is such a wonderful singer. I've known her for years, and she goes back and forth from Vancouver to Toronto. So go check her brunch show out. Well, this is Dawn in the House, wishing that you would go out and support the local music scene. And remember, leave your keys at home. Find a alternative ways, buses, Uber. But do not drive if you're going out to support our local music scene in Vancouver. Thank you very much.
Bye. He's tripping.
Thank you, John in the House. All right.
Well, guys, so you guys got some gigs coming up, I guess. Shows and that sort of thing coming up in the year and beyond. Why don't you guys tell us what's happening with you guys?
Well, the next Paranoid Romantic show is May 10th at Lanaloo's. Shout out to Lanas. Yeah, so the show on May 10th, we're playing with the Judies and Swagger Lee.
Excellent.
And then we're playing the Summer Solstice Sizzler. love alliteration.
That's great.
At the Waldorf on June 21st with four other bands. So we're playing with Crummy, Magnificent Bastard, Lick the Pole, and yes, you heard me correctly, Lick the Pole.
Lick the
going
pole.
To come back after, oh my God, it's been 15, 20 years, I think, at least. And the Get-Arounds.
Get-Arounds.
And Paranoid Romantic. Yeah. So it'll be Lick the Pole, Paranoid Romantic, the Get-Arounds, Magnificent Bastard, and Crummy.
Fantastic.
So that's at the Waldorf on June 21st.
That's going to be a hell of a show.
It's a mouthful.
It is.
Yeah.
And we are hopeful. Nothing nailed down yet, but we would like to head into the interior and then head to Calgary.
Oh. Do a little tour of that.
I've got some old pals in Calgary, and I'd love to see if we could do some shows with them. So,
and if we go to the shows, there's merch.
Oh, they got merch.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Tim can tell you about it. He makes the merch.
Yeah. The merch is usually it's very simple black t-shirt with white text. It says Paranoid Romantic.
Yeah.
And it is it's very stylish. It goes with everything.
Yeah, we used to even have masks and
in COVID days, Tim made masks.
Oh right,
COVID, we were selling our the lovely masks with the actual logo of the shattered heart.
Oh,
heart.
Nice. Yeah. You still have them or no?
I still have a couple.
Do you?
I still have mine.
Because Paranoid. Come on, right? Yeah, that goes awesome with the COVID. Yeah,
that'd be perfect.
I do have to make more.
Yes.
Running low.
No worries, but people will buy the t-shirts for sure. Okay, and tell me about how you're involved with Hotel Empress.
I started this project, I think, back in 2015 with a synth player, Corey, and then eventually we decided we just kind of wanted to go full, not full rock sound, but more rock sound than what we were doing with just electronics. So we got a singer, and then we're like, okay, well, now we need a drummer and a bass player. And we did that from, I think, 2018 till just this year, and did our last recording together, and we've stripped back the band, and we're still currently working on all brand new material, but no name at this moment, so it's still a work in progress.
No worries, and we're going to play Shut Her Down on CJSF.